The Pinellas County Commission voted unanimously today to allow further study at the site of the former landfill called Toy Town, a speculated location for the possible new Tampa Bay Rays Stadium. While there have been no official talks or proposals regarding the stadium, unofficially, there is a buzz around the prospect of a new Rays Stadium being built on the northeastern St. Petersburg site. A partner with Bear Creek Capital, the development company who will continue the research, Bill Tittman, says he thinks there is merit to the idea of using a portion of the 240 acres at Toy Town to build a new stadium, but admits it's still too premature to speculate what will be built on the site.
There has been some speculation in the press recently, or actually since almost day one, concerning the possibility of placing a stadium on the site. I think personally there would be a lot of merit to placing it there. We have not had discussions with the Rays or with any of the citizens advisory groups that have been formed to research various locations.
Tittman says only 20% of the research has been done that is necessary for a full assessment of the viability of the land. He says contrary to a report in the St. Petersburg Times, the land may not be strong enough to support a stadium due to its former use as a landfill and its proximity to the aquifer. The experts at his company agree that it's too soon to make that assumption.
There was a recent publication in the Times that would have indicated that from some research or some reading of the due diligence summary that we did prepare, that the stadium would not be viable from a geotechnical perspective. That, I believe, is that conclusion is far premature at this point. Our experts have not drawn that conclusion to date, and therefore, I think it would be imprudent to speculate whether or not it could a foundation system could be designed for the property that would support that or any other heavy loads.
Tittman told the commission that the company's findings so far have exceeded their expectations.
The research that has been done to date is very positive. It's frankly far more positive than we thought it was.
Tittman says that the sluggish economy is the primary reason for its delayed research, which was set to be completed July 1st. Other proposed uses for the former landfill at Interstate 275 and Roosevelt Boulevard in northeastern St. Petersburg include homes, shops, and offices. The site falls under the jurisdiction of the City of St. Petersburg. The Director of Economic Development for Pinellas County, Mike Midell, says that once the research is completed, proposed land and zoning use changes will be presented to residents at two public hearings.
Right now, they will have to go through a land use change and zoning change on the site, so there will be the public hearings associated with those and ample opportunity at that time for the public to weigh in on what will be a more complete site plan as well, because right now we have an idea of the kinds of uses that will be on the site and how intense they'll be, but any layout of a site plan at this point is pretty much speculation.
In Clearwater, this is Amy Beeman for WMNF.